service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness of the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to your brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice because of the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, and the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read responsively Psalm 72, found on your insert. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your peoples righteously,
and the poor with justice,
that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people,
and the little hills bring righteousness.
He shall defend the needy among the people.
He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressed.
He shall live as long as the sun and moon endure,
from one generation to another.
He shall come down like rain upon the mown field. In his time shall be righteous flourish.
There shall be abundance of peace, till the moon shall be no more.
The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall pay tribute.
And the kings of Arabia and Saba.
All kings shall bow down before him,
and all the nations do him service.
For he shall deliver the poor who cries out in distress.
And the oppressed
He shall have pity on the lowly and poor.
He shall preserve the lives of the needy.
He shall redeem their lives from oppression and violence. Second reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, assume that you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what it is the plan of the mystery hidden in the ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the internal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him, the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For he observed his stars at its rising. They come to pay him homage. Then when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For so it was written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem of the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time that the star had appeared. Then he sent to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out from there, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped in the place over where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And at the opening, then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I wonder how many times in the past you've made resolutions, and how is this year going to be any different? I wonder what plans you have to make changes in your life this year, and I wonder how that's going to come into being. But I also wonder what happens when you encounter God along the way. That's our hope. Always, and that's the hope of the Epiphany season, is that we are going to see God in a new light at all times and in all places. Excuse me. The people that we hear about in Isaiah have lived through tough times. We've talked about this a number of times. They lived through tough times. And as I was pondering the readings over this past week, I was thinking about, I don't know why this came to me, but I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston at the end of the Vietnam War, and the POWs were being sent back. And as they would go to Guam first to get some medical care, and then they would be transferred out from Fort Sam Houston. And so I heard some of their stories then, but I heard more of the stories over the years as I was a counselor. And I thought about them sitting wherever they were, listening, waiting, hoping, looking for that opportunity for freedom, listening to the sounds of friendly aircraft and saying, is this going to be the time? Is this going to be the time? And how in the world they endured through the hardships and maintained hope and got to see the other side. And I think that's what the people of Israel were feeling. They were taken over by other armies. They were in captivity. They had no idea when their rescue was going to come or how it was going to come. And for decades, for generations, they waited and they hoped and they yearned. And some of them kept the faith and some of them didn't keep the faith. But what good news today to hear from Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has shone upon you." And Isaiah continues, "For deep darkness and gloom enshrouded the people, but over you the sun will rise." And then Isaiah continues to bring the promise, "You will go back home and nations will stream to your light." And then he describes how your daughters will come home and they will bring camels and they will bring wealth and all nations will come to your light. And you will be provided for. There will be an abundance. And as they're hearing this good news, it then continues that the kings will come and they will offer you gifts of gold and frankincense. and they will praise the works of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord will shine upon them as well. And so we've heard this a million times, and it's kind of in the back of our mind, and when I see it, I say, wait a minute, they brought gold and frankincense? That was the promise? And we forget it. We tune that out. We've heard it so many times, we don't hear it anymore. But what I hear is also, you will come back to home, the home that you may have never known. You will experience an abundance of God's light and gifts and hope and freedom and justice. And if you continue to read, all nations will know you are blessed because you're going to care for your poor, and your kings are going to be righteous and just. That's the promise that we receive today on the Feast of Epiphany. Today is the Feast of Epiphany, but the Epiphany season continues for a couple of weeks, where we are called over and over and over again to see the light of Christ in the world. And not only to see the light of Christ, but to be the light of Christ. So today we hear one of our favorite Christmas stories, the We Three Kings. We sang it as we came in. We saw the kings process in with their camels. And it reminds us of that story that we've heard, but it also invites us to also come and to witness the king. So I always wonder, who are these three kings, and why did they come, and where did they come from? And legends have sprung up over the generations. It's interesting, throughout time we've now named these three kings, and one is very old with a long white beard, and one is very young with no beard at all, and the third is dark-skinned with a thick beard. And it's like, we don't even know how many there were. We don't know exactly where they came from, other than they came from the east, is what we're told. And they came bearing gifts. And they came to Herod because they saw the star. And they followed the star because they believed that meant the king had come. A new king had been anointed. And so they went to Herod and they said, well, where are we going to find this king that has been anointed? And what it says is Herod was afraid. And all Jerusalem was afraid. And I think about the peoples of that time living under Roman occupation, wondering when salvation was going to come, wondering when life was going to turn around and when they were going to see the glory of the Lord again. But at the same time, we don't like change. When somebody says, okay, so where's the new king? We all get a little bit afraid. What does this mean? What's this going to bring? Is this going to be the one? And so Herod, in his fear, collected all of his advisors and scribes and priests, and he said, so where was this king supposed to be born? And they said, well, Scripture says, the prophets say, in a little town of Bethlehem. And so Herod, making this story up, says, please come back when you find him and tell him so I can pay him homage as well. But they had been warned in a dream that that wasn't true. And so they go to Bethlehem, and they find the child. And they kneel down, and they pay him homage. And they open their treasure chest, and they offer him the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then, warned in a dream, they go home by another way. And I think about, all of us have that in us, that seeking, that yearning, that hoping, that we want to find. We want to find that fulfillment. And when I think about Herod being afraid, and Herod was a great builder. He built cities. He built amphitheaters. He rebuilt the temple. But at the same time, he was a merciless, bloodthirsty man who killed all of his male offs, all of his male relatives so that they couldn't become king. And he was afraid. And I wonder, that fear that we also feel, I think it's that spiritual hunger, and we get it mixed up. And I think that spiritual hunger and yearning and hope that we all have within us, we try to fill with food or things or power, thinking that that's going to bring us security, that that's going to satisfy us. But what we know deep down inside, that the only thing that can fill us and satisfy us is the light of Christ, is that knowledge of salvation, is that knowledge that we ourselves cannot do it, but there is someone more powerful that has and will continue to watch over us and to bring us to salvation. So when I think about New Year's resolutions, and I think about the changes I need to make in my life, and I think about the possibilities of witnessing God this year, I also think about that not only are we called to seek the light of Christ, but we're called to be the light of Christ. Amen. You all have a candle. I'm going to invite you to come forward and receive the light of Christ and be the light of Christ.
Receive the light of Christ. Be the light of Christ.
Receive the light of Christ. Be the light of Christ. Receive the light of Christ. Be the light of Christ. Receive the light of Christ. Be the light of Christ.
You can now extinguish your candles. And on this Feast of Epiphany, we are going to renew our baptismal covenant on page 304.
Please stand as you are able, and we will renew our baptismal vows on page 304. And you can extinguish your candles at this time. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Prayers of the People is Form 3, found on page 387 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 387 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on earth. Give us grace to do your will in all we undertake, that our works may find favor in your sight. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, that they may be delivered from their distress. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's the first Sunday of the month, and so it's a time of thanksgiving. I invite you to come forward if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or have thanksgiving for something else in your life.
Mention the number.
Janet's birthday, we won't mention the number, and Aunt Florence's 97th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great-grandma will be 88, and Tina, I will not mention her birthday. She doesn't want me to, and Tina's.
Tina's birthday and great grandma's birthday, who's 88.
I will be traveling for the rest of that fall, winter. I would love to understand that. I will be.
The little prayers. William will be traveling for a bit. So praying.
So number 84.
Number 84.
And 10:05 p.m. New Year's Eve, Miles David Warwick, our great-grandson, was born. His mother says he didn't want to miss the party.
A new great-grandbaby. My goodness. It's the same. And I'm hitting a milestone birthday this month as well. So in your bulletin, you'll see a prayer, a time of thanksgiving that we will say together. Let us pray. O God, our times are in your hands. Today we praise you for giving our brothers and sisters cause for thanksgiving in their lives. Look with favor upon all your people. Continue in each of us the good works you have given us to do. Strengthen our trust in your loving kindness, that we may
continue to live our lives to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You're invited to come to coffee hour. I'm going to say after the service, but immediately after the service, there's going to be an anointing today. So it's going to be a busy day. So anointing coffee hour, and we're also de-greening the church today. So as you head down to coffee hour, you can grab one of the candle stands, and you can grab one of the characters. Characters go in my office. These go in the parish hall. And we save the ribbons, so you can separate the ribbon from the green, but please hang on to the ribbons. And you can grab one of the windowsill. And again, we save the ribbons. And then magically something will happen with that as well, but you don't have to grab that. The elves will be in later in the week. But if you could make a trip or two carrying things downstairs, that'll save others of us from making many trips going downstairs. You see in the announcements, the Hand of God Ministries is in need of twin-sized mattress pads and comforters. If you have questions about the ministry or what you can offer, talk to Carol, who has more information than I do. Are there other announcements? Leah. If anyone is interested in taking a poinsettia home, please take one. Maybe you have more luck than I do at making them look alive. Other announcements. Karen.
We have the athletes dinner here on Wednesday.
So just a minute. Athletes dinner this Wednesday, 3 o'clock if you can help. A week from today, youth group dinner. Be nice if you could help, you know, food or a cleanup setup. And then, of course, the Italian dinner is on the 19th, and we can always use your help, the sign-up sheets downstairs. Yes, Leah. Yes, so in the newsletter I said that we will be starting afresh with the prayers of the people. So on the day of the annual meeting, we're starting with a new list. If you get me the names and or Leah the names, we'll make sure that we exchange the names before we put out the list. But we're taking all names off the list and starting fresh like we do 3 times a year. Other announcements? People to sign up for coffee hour. It's next near the coffee machine if you can sign up for coffee hour. Thank you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic prayer bee continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection.
We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Make me anew, Lord Jesus, make me anew.
Communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted
and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.